Well, we'll talk about that, but first I want to figure out which mic you're on.
I'm on this one.
Yeah, you are?
Yeah, look at this.
All right. This is the Sunday Morning Hangover with Reverend Mark Time, and we've got, I don't know what you're calling yourself nowadays, Sassy.
Yeah, I've always.
But Sassy, do you want to put a last name out there?
Sassy-O.
Sassy-O.
Stands for O'Rourke. All right. Top of the morning to you, Hangover.
Sassy from the incredible local band, you say the name, Alpha Dahlia, right? Is that how you pronounce it?
You got it, babe.
I didn't want to mess up and say Alpha Dahlia or something stupid like that, you know?
He wouldn't be the only one.
It's really early, and I understand you had a little bit of a problem getting here.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, what happened?
I missed my bus.
Oh.
Yeah. And my friend Lorraine picked me up. Yeah.
Good. She
saved
you.
Thank you, Lorraine.
And also, are all the people that are running around jogging and stuff, are they gone or are they still
No, they're all around. They're with these weird garbage bags on them and stuff. You see this? It's kind of wild.
No.
They look like they should be in the band Launchpad. Everybody is outside looking like they're in Launchpad. Yeah.
They all look like Mr. Random out there.
And Orbital Dave. Yeah. A little bit of Lilo. Yeah.
That's good. That's good. I look around town and I always see Mr. Random walking down the street, and I go, I want to yell at the window and go, hey, Ken, but then it's not him. It's somebody that looks like him. There's so many doppelgangers out there.
Many random Kens out there.
But let's talk about you. You've got this really cool CD.
Oh,
and even though I'm playing all vinyl today, we will play a little bit of this CD. I don't even know the name of it.
It's called Mind Warp.
Mind Warp, that's right. And yeah, I played a little bit last week, a little bit the week before, but it's getting some play around the station. And okay, the band Alpha Dahlia used to be known as
the Co-Stars.
The Co-Stars. And I kind of liked you guys, but I think you've really ramped it up a notch with this. I think you're kind of getting into like a sound.
Yeah.
And that's what I dig about this CD, which we'll be playing in a little while. But really, I kind of like, I saw you guys live, you know, once or twice, and then I see you down at the Museum of Unfine Art. We hang out. But we never really got to talk about your past.
No.
And I, you know, like, I go, wow, Sassy, man. Sassy's a real rock and roll girl because I understand, why don't we play a record and then we'll talk?
Yeah, right on.
Okay, because
yeah.
I know it's early. and people might want to hear a song or something, you know?
Yeah.
So let's play some Billy Idol. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Here's where it comes back. It's going to come back on us. Wait. Ready? Oh, the record's over. What am I going to do now?
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Hanging here with Sassy O from Alpha Dahlia. We'll play some of her stuff in a minute. But she's very busy texting her friends.
Saying, yeah, why not?
Saying, hey, tune into the Sunday Morning Hangover because I'm on the air, you know?
Well, what are you doing? Yeah.
Yeah, I've always been kind of intrigued with you because you have a certain, I don't know, maybe it's a New York edge, but you're really from L.A., right?
No, I'm from Detroit, Michigan.
Detroit, that's where you get that edge. Oh. Yeah, that's cool. That is so cool. So what band, were you in bands in Detroit?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I was in a band, my first band, I was 16, and we recorded some. I can't remember the name of it. But I know, isn't it terrible? You know,
that's incredible that you can't remember the name of your first band.
I can't. Well, because it really didn't go anywhere. It didn't do anything, you know. Just a lot of drinking, partying, and roughing around.
No,
and
I like it.
And then the second band I remember, Sound Corporation, that was John Davies and Eric Hansen and I. And then this guy, Eric, who died, he committed suicide. Yeah, and then the band split up after he committed suicide.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of that going on.
Yeah.
You know, well, I don't want to date you or anything, but I mean, are we talking about 70s or 80s or anything like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
80s.
80s. It was late 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, if you want to date me.
Yeah. It's got to be late 70s.
We're talking about 70s. Now we're talking about old, you know?
And if I want to date Pete Weinberger, it's got to be Austin, Texas, 1960. Well, I'm sorry.
Right. So, anyways, so how did you end up, like, in Eugene from Detroit? That's, like, kind of radical. I guess you kind of took the long way around, right?
Yeah, I did. I moved to Seattle and lived there for a couple years. And we won't go into what I was doing there. But then when that didn't work out, I moved to Hollywood from Seattle. And in Hollywood, lived there for about 5 years. And at the time, met my Mr. Wonderful at the time. And I was in a band called Heavy Liquid, which you can find on MySpace. There's a little blurb on there.
So what kind of stuff was Heavy Liquid?
Heavy Liquid was Heavy Liquid, man. It was heavy rock.
Yeah.
They were my buddies from Detroit. We all lived in Hollywood at the time and formed a band because we were buddies. And we love Iggy and the Stooges and MC5 and, you know, all that stuff.
We're talking about hard rock and stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you're in the middle of texting.
No, they're calling back.
They're calling back.
They need to call the station.
What we're going to do is I just want to, like, give people little bits of you at a time.
Okay.
You know, and, like, in between records, you know.
That's hot.
So we're going to continue with the heavy liquid story, like a date.
This is like a date.
Yeah. Well, hey, let's kind of share, like, hey, let's share our musical knowledge. I understand you're a big fan of Hawkwind.
Oh, big. Huge.
Yeah. Did you ever see the single of the picture sleeve of Silver Machine.
Nice. On a Silver Machine.
Yeah.
And
that's got Lemmy on it. And
right on. I know that.
And,
I know that's right.
Since you like Hawkwind and you're my girlfriend for the present moment.
All right.
We're going to just hang out and play some Hawkwind
right
music.
Right on. Tampon.
Hey, we're having a record party.
Yeah.
Sassy and I are just hanging out. Here, let me take the needle off.
This is fun.
So anyways, okay, where were we? Heavy Liquid.
Yeah, Heavy Liquid, who was very influenced by Hawkwind.
Yeah.
Because our original band name was Trans Am Astronaut. We were trying to get that Hawkwind feel going. And then Heavy Liquid, we just decided to, I don't know, use a Iggy Pop song.
You're really into Iggy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Iggy.
Did you ever see him live back in the day?
Not back in the day, no. I, you know, Grandy Ballroom, you mean? No,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, I'm not like the peanut butter days.
No, I would have loved to see him back in the day. No, I was what, like 10? No. But I did dance in Grandy Ballroom. Like, they changed it into a club called Isis for all ages goth people in the 80s. But no, I saw him later. Like, you know, he was looking good still.
Yeah.
You know,
Iggy was good later on. I saw him with Bowie in 77, I think it was. And it was like one of his big comebacks, you know. He came back a bunch of times.
Was it Lust for Life comeback?
Yeah, it was around that time.
Love Lust for Life.
And Bowie just chain smoked cigarettes and played keyboards. He was like 20 feet from me because I was in the front row. There was nobody there. Nobody knew who Iggy was.
Yeah. I know. Isn't that terrible? How could you not know Iggy?
Yeah. Yeah, we're hanging with Sassy O from Alpha Dahlia. We will play, I don't know, maybe I should play your CD.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, do that.
I want to play a track off the CD, and let's just play something by them so you know what they sound like.
Okay.
Oops. It's tough because I'm working with turntables here, and I'm not used to playing these CDs.
Outside, go ahead, stay in your bed.
How come I can't hear myself? Oh, because my headphones don't work. Yeah, that was the hit single by Alpha Dahlia.
Rock and roll.
Yeah. It's called Bad Tattoo. It's from that CD. Tell me the name of the CD. I can't read.
Mind Warp.
Yeah, Mind Warp. That's right. And we got Sassy from the band, and she was singing on that. And I like the sound. It's kind of a, well, I don't know. I hate it when people say, what are your influences? So I'm going to ask you, Sassy, what are your influences?
What are my influences? I got a million. Well, obviously Hawkwind.
Yeah.
Obviously Iggy Pop and the Stooges. MC5. God. You know, Suzy Quatro. Kate Bush.
Yeah, Can the Can.
You know, I like Can. Speaking of Can.
Oh, yeah.
Aphrodite's Child. That album's a huge influence. Huge influence on me. I'm The Move. Pretty Things.
Yeah, you like
SF Sorrow.
You like all the stuff I like, and it's kind of like your sound is kind of like it takes like a punk sound and mixes it a little bit with a kind of a psychedelia type of thing.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. So like on your next CD, the next Alpha Dahlia CD after your world tour.
Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, you can get that if you want.
No, I'm not going to get it.
I like the spontaneity of answering phone calls.
I'm
on
not
the air.
Getting it. I'm just, I just turned the sound off.
Okay, tell me what they said. Are they texting you?
Let's see what they're saying, huh? Shall we?
Yeah.
What are people saying? It's Juan from, remember, what was his band? Los Mex Pistols, but also.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he's saying, I'm on it. And then we got, we got.
Yeah, come on, read your text messages.
Wait. I'm having problems here, Mark. Okay, here we go.
Put you on the spot.
Debbie's going, cool, you sound great. I am still sick.
Yeah, there's this weird flu going on.
Kenny
around.
Going, wow, rock star, the fallen one. Jennifer going, I'm not near a radio.
Well, she's got a computer. You can listen on www.kwvaradio.org.
There you go. And then you got Special Ed going, too blurp much. And then you got Mickey going, good, go show them.
That's right.
So that's so far.
And I was just telling Sassy that she's like one of the few real, like really colorful people in Eugene. Like there's so many people walking around that are kind of like, they're like dead. They're like walking zombies, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like you cannot, nowadays in this society, you cannot express yourself. You cannot be like your own person. You have to be a robot just like everybody else.
I understand.
Don't you agree there, Sassy?
I don't have to do nothing but die and pay taxes, Mark.
All right, let's play another record. Let's have some fun. All right. This is all about you.
Well, she's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. But she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady.
Come on, let's sing it.
Yeah.
One more time. He goes,
whoa, 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 she's a lady.
Song written by Paul Anka, everybody.
Yeah,
Tom
Paul
Jones,
Anka.
She's a lady, and we're hanging out with Sassy O from Alpha Dahlia, and now we're going to get intimate. Mm. Yes.
Sexy.
After L.A. You were in L.A.,
mm-hmm.
right? Hollywood. Yeah. You were like
Hollywood.
A big star in Hollywood, right?
Yeah, I wish. No.
And,
no.
And how did you end up making the trek up to Eugene?
I met Mr. Wonderful at the time. At the time. He was in a band called...
Wait, you're Big talking Elf. About me?
Yeah, you. That's it. Yeah, I met you. Yeah, that's... See? Yeah, see? No, I met this guy named Steve Frothingham. He's in a band called Big Elf. We became engaged, and he's from Eugene, and his band Big Elf wasn't doing so hot at the time. They weren't doing anything, really, and so he said, why don't we move back to my hometown? So I had visited here a couple times, saw the Saturday Market, and, you know, even though I kind of felt like a zit, you know, compared to the people that lived here, I really liked it, you know.
Oh, I love when people call when we're, like, talking on the
Oh, yeah, TWA. Who's this? Who's this?
Hello, who's this? David, David's on the phone.
Is it Orbital
is
Dave?
Is this Orbital Disco Dave?
Is it Orbital Disco Dave? That's my friend. That's my special friend. Here. And you got him on the... You can't hear him. I can only imagine what Orbital Dave's saying right now, folks. I can only imagine, other than the fact that maybe he's out there running, you know, with the rest of the people that look like they're in Launchpad.
You know, I would put you on the air, Dave, but you don't sound like you're of your right mind right now.
Oh, God, Orbital. You know, I can't even say the band name that he and I are in because it's not radio worthy.
Hey, I'll see you. Dave is out of his mind. You wouldn't believe what was going on while you were talking.
I believe it.
But isn't that like a dirty little secret, that band name?
No, Orbital, actually, that's another band. Orbital and I, we started this little band where we both play flute, and we called it Flute. Can I say this?
Hold on, we're going to write this down.
I don't know. It's
right?
Can I say this?
See, the FCC just came down with... Okay, hold on. Yeah, you could say that.
Okay, me and Orbital Dave have a band called Flute Whore.
Okay, Flute Whore.
Yes.
That's right. And, you're in a whole bunch of projects, but hold on. Let's not backtrack
because Orbital had to come in and give his randomness.
That's right. The guy from Launchpad just called Orbital Disco Dave.
Yes.
Yes, and let's settle down. Mm-hmm. Let's calm down.
I know. He really riled us up, didn't he?
He really got us riled up. So you ended up coming up, seeing Saturday Market, and hanging out in Eugene, and you fell in love with this wonderful town.
I did. I thought it was pretty cool, man. You know? I was like, all right, I think I can deal with this. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous.
Well, when you're in L.A. and it's all cars and buildings and stuff, you come up here and it's like kind of nice. It's kind of like a little
beautiful
town.
I was like, serenity, sanctuary, all the way.
Yeah.
You know?
And this is what, in the 90s you ended up up here?
No, I moved here exactly in the very first day, January 1st, 2000.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, so you and me are kind of the same thing, because I came up here in 2002.
Oh, yeah?
So we're both kind of relatively new to the area, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyhow, we're talking to Sassy O from Alpha Dahlia, and we're going to talk
more.
Yes, and me, Reverend Mark Time, on the Sunday Morning Hangover here on KWVA. We're going to talk more with Sassy about her exciting rock and roll life, except she wanted to hear a record.
Yeah, I want to hear a record.
Yeah, so let's play this record.
Rock and roll.
This is by Can.
It's all about...
Yeah, that's Can from Future Days, which was my favorite LSD album of all time. Yeah, that's Moonshake.
Damo Suzuki.
Yeah, and that's, by the way, we're playing all vinyl today.
Yeah.
Here on The Hangover, and that was from a 45, which came out in 1974, beautiful picture sleeve, and my good friend Sassy O here picked that one out of the 45s I have here. So anyways,
yes.
So now you're in Eugene. It's 2000.
Yeah.
And what is the first musical thing that you do when you arrive in Eugene?
Oh, I ended up in this cover band called Roy G. Biv doing backing vocals because I gave him my demo from Heavy Liquid in Hollywood. And Joe, the bass player at the time, the darling, you know, he's like, why do you want to play with us? Because he really liked Heavy Liquid. And I said, because you guys rock, you know, but... You know, there's only so much a cover band can do for me. No offense to any cover bands, please.
Yeah.
It's just me personally.
Right.
So, you know, because I really get off on the spiritual experience of being on stage with the adrenaline and the improv that can happen all of a sudden and the zone you can go in, the soul talking that can
right.
happen.
It's all about expression. And it's,
yeah, and universal language.
And why would you sing somebody else's songs when you got so much good music inside of you, you know?
It's like a painter painting, doing copies.
Right. And not to diss any cover bands. That's cool, too, but... If you have a lot of music in you, like your band Alpha Dahlia does,
aww.
You know, I mean, put it out there rather than like loading everything up. Hey, we got a few phone calls from some local people and local bands. We heard from, you got a text message from Stardust from the Ovulators. Now, you did a gig with them just last week.
Yes.
Yeah, tell me about it.
It was awesome. We played Ash Street Saloon, and it was a Thursday night, but, you know, I think it was because, you know, the Ovulators, you know, rumors, that it was their last gig in Portland. So a lot of people showed up for the Ovs and, you know, God love them, man. It was awesome. And, you know, but they were there for us too. And it really tripped me out because for the first time playing Portland, instead of everybody just standing there like I'm used to, people had that beautiful look in their eye of like amazement. I think we really put on a good show. And one of the guys who was in the Interlopers, the first band, they wanted to swap CDs. They were just all about it. And, you know, he gave us a reference that I hadn't heard since a long time ago. And, he said, you remind me and please don't take this wrong because it's one of my favorite bands of all time. That's why I'm giving you this compliment. He said, you remind me of early Alice Cooper, you know, Killers.
I know what you're saying. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Desperado and all that stuff.
Yeah. And I'm like live. I want to believe that
right.
live were very powerful.
Right.
You know, and on a CD, you're just trying to form that energy.
Right.
And it's hard to do.
Right.
Unless you're live.
Right. I know what you're saying. But you guys, you know, the Co-Stars and now Alpha Dahlia and the Ovulators and another band, Launchpad, are all part of this whole kind of underground or overground scene here in Eugene. I want to mention Launchpad because Lilo Laserlight called up, and you guys have done some gigs and also traded all these bands. You guys have been trading musicians. It's kind of kind of an incestuous scene here.
Oh, yeah. It's hot, man.
Yeah. I mean, there's a bunch of other little splinter bands. Like, you were in an all-female band for a while.
Yep. Well, Sirens of Mothra.
Sirens of Mothra. And what happened with that?
Well, it went kind of Splitsville because there was I don't know. I won't go too into much why it split because I didn't really feel like I had anything to do with that. So it's personal between some other girls
right.
of the band, I believe.
Well, with a lot of great bands, if there's too much talent, it ends up splintering. It's kind of like some
That's
bands.
That's what I think, yeah.
Yeah, you know, like if you got like five songwriters, it's really hard for everybody to kind of, you know, get their own thing in. So
Right, and so. Which is what something I really love to do is
right.
get a bunch of ego in one room and
right.
see what happens.
Whereas a band like Launchpad has kind of like, well, there's only three of them, but they have this thing where they kind of trade off. They seem to have a balance. They've been together for a few years now.
Yeah.
And they have this balance where they all kind of understand each other, and that's kind of important with like music. Well, anyhow, enough of that. Why don't we play a record, and then we'll come back. We'll play some more Alpha Dahlia. We'll talk about what you've been doing since 2000.
Yes.
In Eugene, here on the Sunday Morning Hangover.
happy. He must be happy. He must be happy in his world.
Yeah, the XTC, yeah, I saw them live making plans for Nigel. We're hanging with Sassy.
I love that song.
Let's get sassy.
That's me.
Oh.
Oh, it's a Motorhead on my phone, and I got to turn this down.
Oh, no, no,
on.
No, talk, go ahead, take it,
no,
take it on the air.
No, I don't want to take it.
Take it on the air, come on, come on. She's got, imagine that, everybody, she's got Motorhead on her phone.
Yes, I do. What,
which song, Ace of Spades?
Nope, Stay Clean.
Stay Clean. Stay Clean, I love Libby. Those guys are one of the loudest bands I saw in my life.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
You got to love Motorhead if you like Hawkwind. You can't. I missed
it. Well, it looks like you missed the call and they hung up. So, okay. So you come up here, right, from L.A., from Hollywood, and you dig the scene. And you're
there wasn't a scene.
Yeah, well,
it was a Saturday market, really, that did it for me.
So, like, what was, like, your first couple of musical adventures up here, your first bands?
Well, yeah, Roy G. Biv, and then I kind of just, after they split up, I kind of just was going, okay, what do I do with myself? You know, I'm just sitting here tickling the bean here. So I was like, okay, and I go out, you know, I meet Michael Fuchs, who later became my husband, and we ended up having a few bands together.
Drummer on the Alpha Dahlia CD.
Album. Yeah.
But now he's not with the band anymore. He's on to better things.
And he's not with me anymore either. Yeah. So, And so, but what happened was we were checking out one of the bands local, which is Launchpad at the time, and they wowed me because I'm not going to reveal their secret, but let's just say the soul talking that goes on in that band is amazing. I loved them. I thought, you know what? This is cool because this is art and this is what I love.
Right.
You know?
They're very much into spontaneity and into the moment.
You all know? About the moment, yeah, right? Yeah.
Rather than planning things out like right down to the T, you know?
Yeah, doing the old-fashioned way.
And that's what I hate when people say, you know, people try to classify me, the Reverend Mark Time, on the Sunday Morning Hangover. They say, what's your genre?
Right.
I don't like when people say, what's your genre? Well, I play the blues, man. No,
right.
It's like every week it's something else.
Right.
It's like when you play records at home or you play CDs at home, you don't just like play one type of record all the time.
All the time, no.
You play all kinds of stuff. And
got
that's the thing with like your musical abilities and what you're into, the bands you've been playing. You move around a lot, you know,
yeah.
You've got a lot of influences. Is that my tango guy knocking
Hello.
On the door?
Da-da-da-da-ba-ba.
Hold on, let me take a look. Is that Andrew?
I don't know. I saw somebody come in and then turned around.
The boogeyman.
It's the boogeyman.
So anyhow, the band that you formed with Michael, or how did the Co-Stars come together?
The Co-Stars came together. It was just me and Michael at first because I needed a drummer because I had just picked up guitar. Hey, is it the tango guy?
No, it's tango not guy. The tango guy. How you doing?
I'm the filling guy.
He's the filling guy.
Oh, the filling guy just showed up. Yeah, about 15 minutes we have... The show called The Fill-In Guy.
The Fill-In Guy.
What's your name? Israel?
Isaac.
Isaac.
Isaac the
Fill-In. We got Isaac coming in. This is Sassy. I'm Mark.
Hey, hi. I'm
hi,
doing
hi,
an interview over here.
Yeah.
How you doing?
We're talking about the Co-Stars who morphed into this band, Alpha Dahlia, who...
Yeah.
You know, I think I'm going to play a track.
Sure, go for it.
From the Alpha Dahlia CD.
And I want to also shout out to the Sirens of Mothra that I love every single one of those girls very much. And also, I'm in another band with one of those girls, Gina Contour. We're in a band called Hot Drama.
All right.
Yeah.
Hanging with Sassy O from this band, Alpha Dahlia. We're going to talk over the music.
This was Mark's idea. Just like, all right, rock and roll. What's up?
Yeah. So, why did you change from the Co-Stars to Alpha Dahlia?
There's a million bands called the Co-Stars.
Oh.
We've got our own record company, our own publishing, and we wanted to do it all right. You know what I mean? We didn't want to stomp on any toes.
So the name Alpha Dahlia, is that you?
I guess so.
You are the alpha Dahlia.
Yeah, sometimes I think they're the alpha and I'm the Dahlia. I don't know.
Maybe that's why you couldn't be in the Sirens, because you were too alpha.
Maybe. Oh, you're getting deep now, brother. Getting a little deep.
But we're talking about another side project of yours. What was it?
Hot Drama.
Hot Drama, yeah.
Yeah.
And it sounds exciting to me. And could you repeat some of those song titles without saying the full word?
Oh, my God, are you serious? Okay, well, I wrote a song about... See, Tom Heinle labeled us as gossip rock.
Right.
Because we played the Wandering Goat. We look in the paper and, oh, my God, we're called gossip rock. Yeah. And he knows why he would... I mean, the reason he called it that is because all the songs are about fellow musicians in Eugene.
Right.
Because if somebody, if they cross me or if they, like, pet me, I will write a song about them. I can't help it.
Can you write a song about me, the Reverend Mark?
Yeah, that would be fun. I could do that.
Do you have any songs about Mr. Random?
You know, I should have a song about Mr. Random. Yeah. But, you know, if you listen to My Dirty Little Secret, almost all those songs can be about Mr. Random sometimes.
Right.
It depends.
Well, anyhow, so some of the song titles without saying the full word.
Of this. Every Time I F You, I'm in Love is one of the songs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
go, girl.
Oh, God. Sugar Lightning, which was about Dory from the Ovulators. I wrote that because I ended up having a crush on her in the past.
Oh, yeah.
I ended up really falling in love with her big dog. The dog gave me more love than she did. I need to write a song about her dog. Oh, and then a new song that Gina wrote called I F'd Tom York.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's a new one.
That's good.
Yeah.
And this band is called again, what's the name of the band?
Hot Drama, baby.
Are they playing out anywhere?
Hot Drama, yeah. We're doing a roller derby benefit at Sam Bond's on the 16th of May.
All right. And what else? Hey, let's plug some stuff here. Besides the CD, what else are you playing? You got some gigs coming up?
Yes, Alpha Dahlia has a gig at Sam Bond's this Thursday, May 7th.
Mm-hmm.
And... let's see, what else do I got? I'm going to be a guest for the Great All Merge. They're doing a tribute to Ziggy Stardust, and I'm going to do Moon Age Daydream.
Oh, that's great. And you know what I missed, which I missed that Syd Barrett tribute, I understand.
Oh.
I understand you were real good during the Syd Barrett tribute.
That's fun stuff.
Yeah, man.
We don't do it often, but we love doing it.
Yeah, I really like that stuff. Anything else coming up with Alpha Dahlia?
Yeah, Alpha Dahlia is the one that does the Syd Barrett tribute.
Yeah.
I got to get more gigs going with Alpha Dahlia. I was trying to get a CD release going at Sam Pond's, but I'm just kind of waiting on that.
Day jobs and stuff
like that. Well, it's not even that. It's just trying to get, you know, things happening, things moving and shaking. And,
right.
You know, I'm just taking it moment to moment, hoping for the best.
So you're playing Thursday at Sam Bond's. This Thursday.
This Thursday at Sam Bond's.
Who are you playing with?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I got to look on MySpace again. Because there are two bands I never heard of.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But they're two bands I'm sure are really good, according to Peter Wilde.
It's probably up on the board here somewhere. Oh, well, we have the KWVA birthday party coming up. When is that? May 8th. Is that Friday?
Yeah, that'd be a Friday.
With a band called Star Effer.
Just like the Rolling Stones song.
Right, that's Friday. I got to put a plug in for that because I work here at KWVA.
You do.
Ooh, rock and roll. Listen to this. Ooh, you guys are psychedelic.
Rock and roll, man.
Would you ever think of going, I'm sure you're thinking about your next recording already with Alpha Dahlia.
Yeah.
Did you ever think of going full blown out psychedelia, kind of like after Bathing at Baxter's, you know, by Jefferson Airplane or anything like
that? Did we ever think about it? I don't even think it requires thought. We're just that. We want to do that. Sure. Well, I mean, you know, we want to go all the way. You know, I got my, Echoplex that's busted, so now I use Joe's Echoplex. One of my big dreams was to have two Echoplexes. So, it's all about, you know, taking it in the zone, babe.
In the zone. We're going to play one more record, then we'll get back to talking to Sassy from Alpha Dahlia.
Right,
and this is something that she really wanted to hear, so I figured we'd play it. What the heck?
Yeah.
Right?
Deep.
You got your left hand. You got your
Of course, yeah. Devo, yeah, that's
D-E-V-O.
Something that Sassy picked out of my 45 collection. Yeah.
Oh, I got to take the record off.
Check it out. There's that beautiful sound.
Yeah, we're playing all vinyl here on The Hangover. It's been great. Thank you very much for being with me and Sassy from Alpha Dahlia on the Sunday Morning Hangover. I had something I had to ask you about, and I'm trying to remember what it is. But, do you have a website or something?
Yeah, we've got a website coming up, but I would just advise people to check us out on MySpace for now, and we'll have a link to our website from MySpace.
The MySpace is the Co-Stars MySpace right now,
yeah,
right?
I think it's on the CD.
Here, let's look it up.
It's
something like...
I'm a terrible promoter.
No. It's myspace.com/theCoStars.
Yeah.
All right, and also www.alphadahlia, that's D-A-H-L-I-A, music.com. That's www.alphadahliamusic.com. And, you know, you could do like 2 hours here on the radio real easy,
Mark.
Just talking. I mean, and I'm sure you got a whole bunch of really great stories that we didn't even get
Plus,
into.
You're my old vinyl buddy. buddy. Every time we get together, we can just start, blah, blah, blah. We talk for 2 hours.
I know. I know. Because we got all the similar taste in music and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I want to hear Mark Time's old band someday.
Oh, yeah. Actually, okay. So we're going to close. We got Isaac coming in. We're going to close with I just want to say thank you so much, Sassy, for coming in.
Thanks.
And
for
I want to play
me,
for you like a band I was in, a band called The Jars, and we really stunk. We were like
awesome.
We were really terrible.
Well, good. That's rock and roll, babe.
Thank you so much again. Of course, Sassy O, everybody, very beautiful and very spirited.
And I can't take a compliment.
All right, here's my band, The Jars. We'll close. I'll see you next week, everybody.